Sivan Vav Kuftes Samad Beis. We had a memre of Bar Kapore Lo'olam Yidvak Odom B'Shloish Dvorim V'Yisrachik M'Shloish Dvorim Yidvak B'Shloish Dvorim B'Chalitze. The reason for that was he holds like Abishol that Hakoynes is Yevimtei L'Shem Noi L'Shem Ishus Kilo Pegeye Be'erve. So therefore, a person should be mahadah to make chalitze. Uba'avoy sholem, the Gemara said, it's dvorim, shodam eichel, perisem be'ilam hazeh, v'kan keyem es lo'ilam habo. Uba'afores nedorim. And that's where we're up to now. V'yisrachik mishloisha dvorim. And he should be misrachik from three things, min hamiyun, u'min hapikdoines, u'min ha'arvoines. So, the fourth line on Daf Kuf Tesamet Beis, Ba'aforas Nedorim, why should one be medavik in Ha'aforas Nedorim? He should make sure that every neder that was made should be destroyed or to be matter the neder. Ki Rabbi Nosson, Desanya Rabbi Nosson Oymer Ha'neder Ke'ilu Bona Boma. If a person makes a neder, it's like he built a boma bizman isar habomis. And after the neder was made, he's mekaim the neder kilo hikrev olav kol. It's like he was makiv a kol ben on the boma, so it's shchut echut. The Rana Nedorim explains this halacha as follows. Mishum de solik adaita de neider, when a person makes a neder, he's under the assumption, the mitzvah ka'ovit. He's doing a mitzvah. De rachmona osrei b'mili di yisure, the Torah made yisurem on him. V'yunami osar anafshe, he's going b'darkei ha'Torah, he's also making a surim. He's moisif on the yisurei Torah. So therefore the Gemara was medame this to aboine bome. The nehei derachmona azarei lakruve karbonis bifnim. Over there, the Torah said there's a mitzvah to be makiv karbonis bifnim. But azarei deloi loisif olai livnois boma lahakri b'chutz. What the Torah said, that's the mokim akrov, that's the proper mokim. That is the Rotzen Hashem. To add on, to make other mekoymis of akrove, to be makim b'chutz, these are averes. So he is also the same thing, he brings a Yerushalmi, loydayecho b'mesha osro teire l'shata oyser olecho dvorem acher. So memele, so that's the dimyon. A person thinks he's emulating the darkei ha'teire, by being moisif, but that is not in reality what is occurring. Now let us see Rashi. Kilu bono bomo b'shas iser habomis dechoytayu. Dechsi b'si b'chisechta linder holo isechta yibucho chet. So the etzem neder is a chet. So that's kilu bono bomo. And then when he's goymer, not only did he make the nether, he's mekayim the nether, and he didn't shtel the nether when it was made, this kilo hikriv kolm, she'over olav shtei averes. Elo yeilech eitzel chochem v'yatirenu. Kedei she'lo yehei rogel bekach. Now, Rashi is shver. If Rashi would learn like the Ran, so why does Rashi have to add this? The neder alone and the kiyama neder, that alone is a dover also. Rashi adds on, noch aknech, shit kedei shelo yerogel bekach. So it would seem this alone, from Rashi it would seem that the neder and the kiyama neder could be, for what he did now, could be, there's nothing wrong in that. But the problem is, it's a dover hamoshech, and he'll kiseida be making the dorim, and And that's the problem. Kedei shele yeirogel b'kachashi, which seem that doesn't hold like the Ram. Let us see Taisvis. Anoida kilu bone bome. Yesh meforshim. How did we come to a conclusion that it's similar to Raravere? The Nafkelon, we learn out Agzeire Shove Chidlo Chidlo. Siv hocha vichi sechtal linder, by Nidorim Zazaloshen sechtal, siv hosom chidlu lochem in ha'odom, asher nishome ba'apoi, ki ba'men nechshav, v'omo per kama de brochis, al tikri ba'me elo bomo. There it's speaking about if a person was nice and sholem to an odom before he was mispalo, so it's like he made him a bomber. That way he was machshiv him. So al kaponim, with the gzeir shava, we learn out, chidlo chidlo, that it's like he created a bomber. The gzeir shava, the chidlo, and there is such a gzeir shava. Dorish peperik daladin adorim, omo shmul hanoida afa pisha mekaimoi, nikro rosha. A neider is called a rosh, a rabbor micro, ksiv hoche vechisech da linde, ksiv hosom shom rishoim chodlu reiges. So we see there is such a gzeir shove of chidlo chidlo, so it could be the makor of bome was derived from this gzeir shove. Let's go further in the Gemara. Vi yisrachek mishloisha dvorim. And a person should be misrachik from three things. Min ha-miyunim. He should be misrachik from miyun. Dilme godlo u-micharato. Maybe when she'll become a gdoilo, she'll have charote. So it's very unclear in what will happen if she will have charote. So perhaps we could say that if als gdoila she has charote from the miyun, so maybe that's oiker the miyun, and maybe she's still married to the first husband. Rashi, which would be a more de kechidish, we had in the Mishnah and Afkuf Zayna Med Aleph, we had in the Mishnah that Beishamai holds that Iktana should only become married once, and later she's not permitted to get married again until she becomes a gdoila. Hello, mama enes umam tenes ad she tagdil, and when she becomes a gdoila utemoin vetinose. So the Gemara had asked Akasha, why does she have to be Mamayin again when she becomes a Gedoyla? So Shmuel had said, at she tagdil, this is on Dafkuf Zayin Amid Beis, at she tagdil v'toyma roitza ani b'miyunim harishoinim. I want the previous miyun. So Rashi says, shemo chozro, maybe she had charote. So before she gets married, we have to be mevarer if she wasn't mescharet on the previous meal. So it would seem that charote does something. And if she was mescharet, what is? It would seem that the charote of the meal perhaps could be oike the meal. And then, theoretically, she's still married to her first husband. So it's scary. So that's why a person should be mescharet mina meyunim. The Meiri says, Shemo tagdol v'tischaret, v'hu bo lefatoiso o lohetzio mitachas bailok sheyeda charotoso. The Meiri says a different pshat. The Meiri says, of she'll be mischaret from the miyun, so after she gets married again, the first husband might go and try to be mafata to come back to him, which is al kaponim a very bodnizach. Al kaponim the charote could bring to kilkulim. Not that the etzem charote is mekalkul the chalais mir. Now, mina pikdoimis, We said that you should be misrachik, you shouldn't accept pikdoinis. Bevar moso. So the Gemara explains, that's tamaza, you shouldn't accept pikdoinis. You shouldn't accept pikdoinis from another person who lives in this city. The baise ke baise dome. Because his house is like his house. What does that mean? So let us see Rashi. Ben bar mosa lo yekabel pekodin mi ben iroi. The baise ke baise dome. If two people live in the same city, sharogil etzloi, so that means the mafkid and the nifkad, they live in the same city, so the mafkid is always coming to visit the nifkad, the next door neighbors. V'yitele sheloi. So if he's in the house, there's no kasha, what are you doing here? What do you mean I'm doing here? I'm your next door neighbor. So if he's in the house, it could very well be he'll take back his pikodin. V'yachze v'yitvienu, and then there'll be toiveya him, give me the pikodin. That means if the mafkid comes from a different city, so when he comes into the house, it's not the dover rogo, what are you doing here? So what are you doing in my house? So Mamela, he came to pick up the pikodin, fine. So Mamela will give him back the pikodin. But if he's a bar mosei, so there's no kasha what he's doing in the house, baisei ke baisei domi, and v'yachze v'yitvenu. It's a moiridike modern zach. It would seem that is what Chazal tell us, chashdeyu v'chabdeyu. You don't know who to rely on. You have to be mechabed your next door neighbor, but there's a din chashdeyu also. Who knows what's up his sleeve? The Marsho wants to say, he says, zicha person, it's a mitzvah to watch someone else's pekodin. He says, if he's a noirach, but then the same city, so your house is just as good as my house, so then why should I undertake the shmira? That's what the Marsha says. Min hayrove, a person should be marik himself from arvoines. So the Gemara says, ba'arve shal tzion. The Omar Rab Yitzchak, we'll see in a minute what this means. The Omar Rab Yitzchak, may d'chsiv, ra yeroya ki orav zo, ro acha ro tovoy, umekable geirim, ula arve shal tzion. But let us see Rashi. So Rashi says Shal Tzion Shemoke to be an Orev in Shal Tzion. What's the uniqueness of this Moke? Shemeinichim Haloive v'Toifsin Ha'Orev. And this Moke, the minig was that they never went through the bother to be toiveya the loive. They went straight to the Yorav. The Yorav usually had more money than the loive, so why did they have to be misasik with the loive? They went straight to the Yorav. So that's a shrek. So it comes out that you're being mechayiv yourself, they're going to mourn for you, and then you have the headache to mourn from the loive. Lishna achine, shal tziyoin, koirin, shem ha'oirovim. Shaltzin is not a shame mokim. That's the type of an orif. Al shame nutrikun shmuf dutz. Then the Bach says this is the safe dibur. And then there's a new dibur amasra shloif dutz. The Gmozmu say later that Shaltzin dovdi shluf dutz. Shoylef, what's that shluf dutz? Shoylef atzmoy min haloive. He's mishamet himself from the loive. The malva has nothing to do with the loive. V'toikeya v'dotz atzmoi al orev. This whole Asik is with the orev. Dutz loshen tikua kedomo dotz o shofotus. It's sticky sin. That means his whole Asik is with the orev. So this is a shrek l'chezach. Ra yoroya ro acha ro.
So the Gemara said that this is going on three things. It's going on Mekabel Geirim. Let's go back now to the Gemara. Roach ro tovi le Mekabel Geirim ula alvei shaltzin ul takei atzmi le dvar aloch. Mekabel Geirim. What's wrong with Mekabel Geirim ke Rab Chelboi? Omar Rab Chelboi Koshim Geirim li Yisrael ki sapachas bo'er. That Geirim are like a sapachas anega. And this we learn out from the Posek Raye Roya ki Orav Zo. So Rashi says, so where are Geirim Merumis here? Ki Orav Zo Hama'arev Zorim Geirim bi Yisrael. So Orav is a Loshen Taruvis that he mixes up Geirim bi Yisrael. Va'anichnas Be'erovoin Nami Mashme. So Orav has two translations. One translation is Aloshen Taruvis, is Ma'arev Zorim Geirim Bi Yisrael. The other translation is he's an Orav Anachoyp. The Marshal wants to say Lule Divrei Rashi, he would say that you don't have to say it's two translations. Ki Orav Zor, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelozeh. So Memele, so he's an Orav for Azor. Now that there's Geirim coming in to Klal Yisrael, so he's an Orav for them. Grad the Achroinim Amoirer, that Rashi Zichr could not say this, because it's a Rashi and needed Af Yud Gimel Amid Beis. Rashi explains what's the problem of bringing Geirim in Klal Yisrael. So Rashi says, V'yesh oimrim shekol Yisrael arevim zeboze. So now you're an orev on more people, and they're a different element, and it's a bigger achayis. So Rashi says, V'lav milsehi shloi nisalvu bishvil hagerim. So Rashi brings a raya by Matan Torah when they became arevim zeboze, they only became arevim for the Eden. There was an erev rav also who were gerim. They were not mekabel alvis on the geirim. Agav urche ashtikol haore in simin nun gimel sif yotes and erechayim. The mechabel says, brings down, others wanted to say that a geir could not be a shat because he can't say lekei aviseinu. And it's not true. He could be a shat. Avrom is of hamayin goyim. He could say lekei aviseinu. So the Prime Godim, Neishel Avram, Sivkotin Yotes, he says, he was always under the impression that a ger can't be a shatz because there's not an arvis by a ger. In order to be a shatz, that you might see the oil, you have to be an orif. But he says, he sees from here that there's no problem. I don't know if this stims with Rashi in need that Rashi says there's no alvis from the Yisraelim on the Geirim, if there is about the Al Capone, there is a din alvis from the Geirim on the Yisraelim. Let's just skip over the Tekeat, because that's the next Gemara. Koshim Geirim, so Rashi says, She'ein Bekiyim B'dikdukei Mitzvahs, Lemeidim Yisrael Mimaiseim. So that's the Sapacha, says they're not Boki, and but the Feiner mentioned, three mistakes mentioned, and the people learn from them. Kisapachas Lishne de Kronokat, Vinilva Hager Aleim, Vinispechu al Beis Yaakov. So Nispechu is a Loshen Chibol, but Chazal used it Kisapachas. Let us see Taisvitz. Ro acharo tovoi lemekabli geirim. Omari. So what's wrong being mekabel geirim? The haino heiche shemesiin oison lehizgaya. You want to convince them to become geirim. Oy shemekablin oison miyad, or you mekabel them right away. Avalim hein misamtsin lehizgaya. But if they want to be nizgaya, yesh lonu lekablam. We should be mekabel them. Shremotzinu shenenshu Avraham Yitzhak v'yake shulei kiblu l'timno. They weren't mekabel timno. Shebosa l'hizgaya. And they were matcha v'holcha v'hoiso pilegesh l'alifes b'neiso. V'nofak mino amolik t'tzarinu l'Yisrael k'damrinim b'agodes chelik. The Gemara says, d'lhavle l'metchinu, they shouldn't have been matcha. So you see that that fakert, if a goy one is misametz to be a ger, you should be mekabelim. So what's pshat na gemore? Lemekable gerim means fakert to convince them to be misgayo or to be mekabel them to right away. That one shouldn't do. But after his amtsos, one should be mekabel gerim. Vigam Yeshua kibul zochav azoyne. Vinami is rusamayviya. Ubereish perik vamem adlikin shegir hilol oisoy shaoma gareini amenas shetusimeini koingol. Vaoisoy dalmenas shetalamdeini kola teirekula. Vaafal pishloy hoyu misamtsim lehizgaya. They weren't misamets lehizgaya. You see, they were making conditions. So we have to understand Pshat and Tosfos. Tosfos never told us what the Avla is. It's a Bishul. If we would assume for 1 minute that Tosfos, let's say, learned like Rashi, that we're not mekabel geirim because they're a bad influence on Klal Yisrael. So Tosfos had a problem. You see, if a goy is misamitz, you should be mekabel. So we could learn Pshat. No, if I follow, listen, we have to try our best to protect Klal Yisrael. If the goy is misamitz, we have to understand his feelings also, and fafalim, we have to do it. If Tosfos learned like Rashi, I don't understand what Tosfos answered. Here, a guy comes to Hillel, and he tells him, listen, I want to be a ger, if I become a kohen gadol, so Hillel should have told him very politely, I'm sorry, you can't become a kohen gadol, and finish. So we took care of the ger, and he's not misametz, and finished. So alachayre, Tosfos did not learn like Rashi. Tosfos had another pshat. Vastachmir, Tosfos learned like the Meiri. The Meiri says in Asugim, Mitoich eize sibe misgayrim. When they're misgay, they're not misgay l'shem shemayim. There's a certain reason. Uchshen nisgayru upolcho sibosom heima mikilim b'digdukei mitzvahs. That means if there was a certain reason for their geirus, so when the reason becomes bottle, so then they're mekilim b'dikdukei mitzvahs. So it could be, according to the Meiri Pshat, is like this. If there's a geirus because of a sibbe, so memele, if it needs imutz, so it could be they won't be besamitz. It means if they really don't want that some geiris, so if we'll be matche them right away, so they won't be misgaya. If they're misamitz, the imutz is a hechoche that they really want to be geirim. So imutz is a hechoche. So memela, so then perhaps we can understand Tosfos. So Tosfos says, va'afa pishlei hoyu misatzmin, misamtzin lizgaya, obe Hillel knew that soifim lizgayrim gemurim, they really, he was able to figure them out and understand them that they would become gayrim gemurim. That means imutz is not a t'nai. Imutz is only a proof that they really mean it. They mean it tak l'shem shemayim. So Hillel was able to see that they also meant it. That means they'll become geirim gemurim. They won't be makel with the geiris when the sibbe will become this battle. So memela, so the vote is not imutz. Imutz is only a proof that they really want to become geir. Zog de Gemara weiter. Teikeya atzmoi ledvar haloche. A person is teikeya atzmoi ledvar haloche. That's also raya rua ki orev zor, and then the safe posik is v'soinei toikim boiteyach. That's the end of the pasuk. V'soinei toikim boiteyach. So, what does that take? It means tekeya atzmei ledvar halochi. Desanye, Rabbi Yosi oimer, kol ha'oimer ein loy teire, ein loy teire. So what does this mean? So Rashi says, so first Rashi says, this is the wheel of Maskonis, HaGemara. Tekei atzmei ledvar halochi, shem areini shoine, ve'eini mekayim. Vakabul schalim teire, Talmud Torah connected kulum, it's a shot to do a mitzvah. From that time you can learn. I'll learn and it won't be mekayim, but kabul schalim. That's the maskonis haGemara. But ain loy Torah, now Rashi is saying the havamin of the Gemara. Ain loy Torah, ain loy oisik betorah. I'm not going to learn Torah. Is ain loy Torah, ain loy mekabul schalim. No, if he doesn't learn Torah, he won't get schalim. So the Gemara says, Epshita, I mean, if he doesn't learn, Vashtetzich, he won't get Schaal Limud. Ella kol ha'oimer, ein loy elo teire, ein loy elo teire. What does mean elo teire? Ve ein loy mekayim. That means she ein loy mekayim. It won't be mekayim. So, and that we say, is ein lo yelo teire. So he doesn't have schar mitzvahs. In fact, the Gemara nami pshite. If he's not doing mitzvahs, so he doesn't have schar mitzvahs. Elo, afilu teire ein lo. This is the chiddush. Afilu teire, afilu schar limud ein lo. He doesn't have schar limud either. My time, Omar Apopo, Omar Kro, Vilimatem Vaasisem. Kol she yeshnei basiya, yeshnei belamide. Kol she ene basiya, ene belamide. A limud that is not kedei lasois doesn't have a teres limud. Viboy yisei meloy lom kedem riso mi kore. Could be, no, it's not like that. For a person, we have a meridika machlekes in the Gemara. If a person wants to learn, he wants to learn. He doesn't want to do mitzvahs. He wants to learn. Kaloyma ein loy elo teire, ein loy elo teire. He only has schalima da teire. No, you ask the kasha pshite. Loy tzriche de komegama laachini vaozli vaovdi. Fakert. He's not mekayim. He has his yetzahore. He's not mekayim. Yenim's yetzahore hotelnisht. So Memele, he's teaching others and he's telling them that they should learn and they should do and Fartik. And he's successful and they do. The Kamigabel Achinem Va'ozli V'yovdi is Ma'de Teime Isle Agro L'Didei. See, she gets Cha, listen. He was Misaviv that people are doing mitzvahs through him. Kamash Melon, no. But he won't get Scharasiyim. Since he's not an oise, he won't get a schar asiyah. What does Rashi say? Viboy yisemi kedemikor, ein loy elo teir. Udeka amre tainami pshite, loy tzriche. Is loy agre da asiyah. I would think he is agre da asiyah. Let us see Taisvus. Ma de teime is le agre. Teime. Damrine bepeik basre de yume, kola mezake sarabem, ein chet po yodoi, mafore steime osom, shlo yoimru, harav begehenem, ve talmidoi beganeden. So there's a psacheshbet. So Memele, so why doesn't he have Schar Asiyed? I mean, they're going to be in Gan Eden, he's going to be in Gehenna. He was Mezakeh Sarab. So Merdeke Mashpia. Void Koshalari, Harei Acher, the Ramei Elomad Lefona, Avulach Yotzel Etar Besro. So how do we understand this? The Gemara said in Yume Kala Mezakeh Sarab, and Chet Bol Yodoy, and that he should, that the Rav should be in Gehenna in the Talmud Began Eden. V'shema ha'echa shuram etchila koidim shalamad acherim osam loishayich haitayim. If it was ra to begin with, then there's no such klal. But ha'echa shoyotoyv metchila. Ozvade ein chayt bol yodi. He says, that's a shmire that Hakerti was toiv. And now he's put into, and now he's teaching others and he's put into an esoyin. That he would be doing chatoim, and that is a shmire that ain't he's a mezakes harab. There's a shmire that ain't chayt bol yode. Va'acher mitchilose yoyera k'da'oma b'chagige shekleizem aloi posak mitoich beisoi v'gam sifrei tzidoikim oyinoi shemeichaykoi. So memele he was ra to begin with. He ra to begin with is no haftoche of kol mezakes harab main chayt bol yod. He was a chayt to begin with. Zok to gemara bayit. Vi boy yisayim teikeya atzmoi ledvar haloche b'dayne. Speaking about a dayne. Da osi dine lekamei. Vi gomar haloche. Is a dayne. Now he knew aloche, and this aloche is, there is a similarity to the shaila which was brought in front of him, but it's not exactly the same. But that aloche he knows, and if he wants to paskin on this aloche, the only way he can paskin is if he'll be medame this aloche to that aloche, so then he knows the psak. O medame milsa le milsa, so he's medame. Ve'islei Rabbe, but there's a Rebbe who you could ask. There's someone that knows better than him. Le'ozil Mashal, that's called Takei Atzmei Ledvar Haloch. Let us see Rashi. V'gomar Haloch, Yoideya Haloch, Elo, She'ein Doime Ledin Abolofon of Kolkach. It's not so similar to this din. Umedame milsa le milsa le masha le rabbe. Vahainu toikeya. She soimech venishon al aloche shehu yedeya. He relies on that what he knows. And already in the differences, he's medame milsa le milsa. That's an avla. The Omar Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeini. Omar Rabbi Yonason, Loilom Yire Dayan Atzmoi, Kilu Cherev, Menachas Loi Ben Yirei Chosov, the Gehenem Psucha Loi Mitachtov. That means a Cherev is Einche Yoilom Haze, Gehenem is Einche Yoilom Habi, makes one wrong move, and he's in trouble. Shenemar Hine Mitosei Shalish Loime Shishim Giboirim Sovula Migiboiri Yisrael Kulum Achuzei Cherev Belumdim Chom Yishchah Birech Mipachad Balelos Mipachad Shal Gehenem Shedoy Melelayim. Let us see Rashi. Giboirim Dayonim Shalish Loime Shashalim Shalim. Some is going on the Rabbeinu Shalim. Mitosei Beis HaMikdosh Sheshav Lishkas HaGozus. Let us see Taisvish. Shishim Giboirim Sovivla Perish Bekuntaris Oche Ubisanhedrin Dalishkes Hagoziskoi Vikoshe Davalameima Ayinay Ayin Aleph. Why had you have Shishim Giboirim? Dalishkes Hagozis, the Sanhedrin was Ayin Ayin Aleph. Vishloime Shishim does not go on Shishim Deyonim, that Shishim Ribu Yisrael Koi. The Klal Yisrael is Makiv, the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdosh. Achuzei Cherev, Mashmalei Mizuyonim Bedin. Achuzei Cherev is speaking about Dayonim. Mizuyonim, they're armored Bedin. כי דדרשינים בסנהדרין מביחקר דוד חרבוי, שדונוי לנובל בסנהדרין. So you see, ביחקר זה לושן דין. ואף אגב דבטרק סיב חבר חרבך על יורך קיבה. So Taisvus is very awesome over here. I mean, Taisvus said that this pasuk is speaking about Dayonim. Achuzei Cherev, Yachker David. This is all speaking about Din. So Taisvus says, "Ay Teire is also called a Cherev Chager Charbecha Yorech Giber." So what's the right speaking about Din? So the Taisvus doesn't feel eyes. Dachsich mir pshat and Taisvus is that a achuzei cherev in vayachker David charboy. There it means he is doing a pu'ula of milchama. That means so that goes on din. That goes on din and mishpat. Now, that what it says in the Pasuk, Chager Charbecha al Yorech, so that's me the rise from the Sefer Dekra, Giber Hoitcha Vahadorecha. So, the Gemara learns out, Mesech the Shabbos from this Pasuk, that a Chereb, that's Chogel, and a Giber is a Tachshit. So that Pasuk is not speaking about he's doing a pu'ule of vayachker or achuzei cherev. That means having the cherev there, that's a tachshit. So that the Gemara, so that is going on Talmud Torah and on a Talmud Chochem. Aba achuzei cherev or vayachker, that's going on din. Now, let us go back to the Mishnah, to the memra of Rabban Gamliel. We heard in the Mishnah as follows. We heard that two brothers married two sisters. One married a Gedoyla, and the other one married a Ketana. And Meis Bala Shel Gedoyla. Now the husband of the Gedoyla died. Now the Gedoyla is falling Liyibum Min HaTayre to the Bala Ketana. So Ram Gamliel Oimer Im Miyano Miyano. If the Ketana was Memayin, that would solve a lot of problems. So she is Oiker, the issues that she had with this brother. So then he could be Miyabim, the Gedoyla, the Imlav. But what if she wasn't Memayin? Tamtin at Shetagdil. So then let her wait at Shetagdil till she become a Gedoyla. V'teitzi elezu mishumachisisha. When she'll become a Gedoyla, then the sister, her sister will become an Ervid Yeraise, and then she becomes an Ervid Yeraise, so then she's Teitze. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now let us see the Gemara. Ram Gamliel Oimer in Miyano Miyano. So Ram Gamliel says that Al Kaponim, when she becomes a Gedoyla, so then she becomes his wife Minatoire, and her sister becomes an Erva Minatoire and Vitaitse. Boy Minei Rabbi Elazar Meirav. My time the Ram Gamliel. What is the time of Ram Gamliel? Mishum de Kosova Kidushe Ktano Mitlotoli. Does Ram Gamliel hold Kidushe Tano is Mitlotoli? It's Toli. We don't know how it's going to end up. Vichi Godlo Godli Bado. And when she becomes a Gdoilo, so the Kedushin become then she's married Minatoira. Afal gav deloy boil, even though he wasn't boil her begadlusa, but automatically when she becomes a gedoyla, so she becomes an eishes ish minatayr.
Or maybe Ram Gamliel holds, no, there's no such thing as automatic. When she becomes a gedayla, it's still kedusha katnas. No, when she becomes a gedayla, he has to be boyer hol l'shem ishus. And Ram Gamliel holds a mekadish achos yevoma. The person is mekadish. That means even though the achos is an achos zikuka, even though the zika was chal already. But if a person is mekadish achos yevoma niftere yevoma v'holchala, so even though the zika was chal first, there's a svara to say yedimina toira midarabonim, perhaps the rabbonim the kesvara, let us say that the zika, the ishus of the yevoma was already chal. So mehechi teisi, the erisin that he makes now in her sister should be mafkiya that ishus. Afal pika, Ram Gamliel doesn't hold like that. Ram Gamliel holds a mekadish achos yevoma nifter avona v'holchala. I boal in, I loy boal loy. So that shaila Rabbi Loza asked Rav. Is omalei, so Rav answered, in hainu time of the Gamliel, mishim de kosova, makadish achos yevoma, niftero yevoma v'holchala, I boal in, I loy boal loy. Now let us see Rashi, what was its today shaila? Zogt Rashi, my time with the Gamliel, the Omar, kshetagdo zu, teitze yevimtoi bevoloiklo. Tu ye say he holds godly bado, va'af al gav de loiboal, the nikacha hachto, that he should be mekadosha now, would be, mikol mokim, mi she godlo, Tovsei kiddushi meikor. When she becomes a gedoyla, so the kiddushin that he had made bekatnuso is chal meikor. Vigoli milsalem afreya dezike daachlav klumu. So now we see that she never was a skuke, because she became ishtoi minatoyre mishas katnuso, if she wasn't memayim the whole time, and now she's a gdoila, so goli milse, that the gdusha was chalam afrei. Oy dilme, kidushin kamoi loiklum nino. That's nothing. Umishum kidushin de beila. She becomes an ashes ish, because she's a boila now the shame kidushin. The mishe godlo, that when she becomes a gdoila, nafka hach yevoma. When she becomes a gdoila, and he's boila, l'shem kedushin, so now the yevoma becomes a nerve. Va'af al gav de zike kaidemis l'kedushin. Ay l'chayre de zike came before the kedushin, so meichit teise, the kedushin she b'mafkiya de zike, let the zike shter the kedushin. Kesova makadish achos yevoma niftero yevoma dosi kedushim avat lezik. It works the other way around. Even though the zika was chal, but now the kedushin makes an elva the rice, and that's mafkia the zika. Now, I just like to elaborate a little what Shitas Rashi is and what the shita of the other rishonim is on this Gemara. Rashi, we see, holds klar, a moira de kechidish, that even though the kedushin was made with her when she's a ketana, but if she wasn't memayin, is the kedushin chal mafrei. And we had mentioned the keren oira says pshat in Rashi, that the lomdus is, that the whole chesoron of a ketana is because she's a lav bar das. I can't rely on her das. But if I see that she became a gedoyla and she's still sticking to her guns and she's still masking to what she had done by katnusa, so it seems so the das of katnusa is sufficient. We can't know if this is only applies by kedushin, perhaps. I mean, l'chayre, can one jump to a conclusion
and say that if a cotton was makna something and it didn't change his mind till he became a godel, so now we'll say that the kinyan was chal lemafreya, as he didn't change his mind. His das is a das. Could be there's a big difference between kedushin and all other kinyonim. Here you don't need, she is not makna herself. She is only the ran in the door and says, Bayishis ki yikach ishisha, the whole kinyan is done through the baal. He takes her. She's oisa atzma hefker, that she just makes that he should be able to take her. So it could be the das that is needed for kedushin is, you only need a das of haskome. You don't need more than that. So it could be that Rabbi Loza held that if I have a biru lemafreya, that haskome she was maskim then is she really wants it, so that's sufficient. I follow the das of a ktana. This is Shitas Rashi. Now, the Ritve brings down Rashi, v'zeh teime, heich efshel l'aliyes b'kodeshes b'katnusa klau. How could she become a kodeshes? The rabbi say pirshu, the lechi godlo, godly kedushi ba'ado. My Rebbe said pshat, v'chayli hashta la'acha gadlus. It doesn't mean that she becomes a eshes ish l'mafreya. It means she becomes an eshes ish when she becomes a gdoila. Without anything, she becomes an eshes ish. Now how does this work? Da havale ka'oyma lo hareyat mekodeshes li la'acha la'medyoyim. That the kedushin should be chal la'acha shetigdal. Shim loy chaz rabo, if she wasn't chayza, mukadash is la'acha lamedyoy. So you see, you can make a kedushin that the chalois could be chal later. Va'af al pishin is achlu hamois. So that is the ritve, va'af al pishin is achlu hamois. Now there's no money with which to make kedushin. So he says, the Bahi Shibud, Sheyesh Oleho Min Hanoisein Miskadeshes La'achelamidyoin. With the Shibud, that is Chal from the Noisein, she's Mekudish La'achelamidyoin. Now the Loshen of the Ritva is not too clear, but the Taisus Arosh says it a little clearer. The Taisus Arosh says, when it comes when a person is Makadish and Isha, let's not talk about a Ketan, let's talk about a Gedoyla. When a person is Makadish a Gedoyla La'acha Lamedyoim, so after Lamedyoim, we approach her and as follows. We say, one of the two Rebbetzin, either the Tzricha La'arze Kesef Kedushin, this money was not given to you Stamazai. This money was given to you L'Shem Kedushin. Now it's 30 days. So either you give back the money, or get married for the money. Hilkach havale ke'ilu hai kesef ba'en. That means after 30 days, or here we're speaking about haret mekdeshes la'acha shetiz gadol, so when she becomes a gedoyla, the money, we consider the money is still here, the shibud amomen is noch kayim. So we tell her, so one of the two, either you make kedushin, this money wasn't given stamazai, or the money should be returned. Now, it would seem from the Ritve and the Taisus HaRosh that by kedushin la'acha lamed, not only do we say ki'ilu hamois kayim, it seems that the das of the Balei Dvorim work then. That means that we're still in the middle of the process of Nesines HaKesef. That means the Nesines HaKesef is still in existence La'acha Lamedyoim, and it was given that either you should be masking for Kedushin and give back the money. So Memele, it would seem from them the Das Kedushin, which is needed, does not necessarily have to be Bishas, the first Nesina, as long as there's Das, Bishas, when it has to be Chal, so that Das is also sufficient, you use that Das. If I'm not mistaken, that clears a shayla, if a person makes Kiddushin la'achalam and he becomes a shayta la'achalamit, if I'm not mistaken, the Machna Ephraim has to say, it's good. I don't understand how this would stem with these Rishaynim. I think from these Rishaynim, it would seem that you need Das Bishas Maise. That's why even though there was no Das Bishas the Nesina, but you have the Das now. It seems you have the... Unless the Das in either time is enough. The Das of La'ach Alamed is also sufficient. But then the Ritve in the Taisus HaRosh ask a Moiridike Kasha. They said along this that the Mois is kind because if she won't make Kiddushin, so she has to give back the money. So they ask a Kasha, we're speaking about a Ktane. A Ktane doesn't have any obligations whatsoever. How could you say that the Mois is Kayim? They gave her money. She could do whatever she wants with the money. She owes him the money? So Memel is not for Peter Bebira, so the whole thing doesn't make sense. So the Ritva says, "Va'afal pi she'ene mishtabed min ha'Torah." That's true. She doesn't know anything min ha'Torah. Chachamim shibdu oisa lo nisuin. The chachamim were mishabed her. Ve'hefke bezden hefke her. Lafikach shloi chosr bo'irei miskadeshes bo'idbar Torah. So that is how the Ritva and the Rashba seem to learn pshat na gemore. That ki godla, godla ba'ado, she'll become an ashes ish when she becomes a gdoila. Or not, maybe you need take, he has to be boila l'shem kedushin. Amalei, that was the shayla. Amalei, haino time with Ram Gamliel, mushim de kasova. So he answered him, "Amakadosh achayis yevoma niftara yevoma v'holchalo." No, Rabbi Gamliel holds that the kedushin is chal later, and I house it mafkia the zikir. Rabbi Gamliel holds like that. "Amakadosh achayis yevoma niftara yevoma v'holchalo." The kedushin is mafkia the zikir of the yevom. Let us see Taisvis. Vechi godly, godly, godla, godly bado, va'af al gav doloi bo. Va'afilu sviralon mekadish achoish yevome loy niftere yevome. Bikomo kem heiche shakidushin o yuboy memele niftere yevome me'atzmo. Now, we have to understand Taisvis. Now, Taisvis had a problem over here, and Taisvis answers the problem. And from the problem of Taisvis, we see how Taisvis learned Pshat Nasugya. There's a man, the Yoma, that holds a Mekadish Achois Yevoma is the Yevoma doesn't become an Elve. Faker, the Zika was Chal first. Now you want to make her an Elve? It doesn't work like that. Faker, her Ishus was Chal first. The Zika was Chal first. So Memele, the Kedushin is not strong enough to make her now an Elve. She's still a skook. Maybe it's a Rabbon on the Kedushin, but Al Kaponim, it can't be Mafkiya the Zika. We had Taisvis in the second Perek, Nesuin would be Mavkiya the Zika. Kedushin is not Mavkiya the Zika. It could be a Tzad Rabbon of the Kedin. But Al Kaponim, Kedushin is not Mavkiya the Zika because, Fakel, since the Zika was Chal first, so the Kedushin, Zika is an Eresen, and Kedushin is an Eresen, is my choses that the Kedushin is stronger than the Zika. So, the Gemara wanted to say, if you hold that she becomes an that you need be'ilis, then he has to hold a mekadesh achoyis yevom and niftri yevom of a holchelo. But if you hold, you don't need be'ile, then you could hold a mekadesh achoyis yevom is loy niftero. But here you don't need be'ile to make her an to make her an elvin. So Tosfos had a kasha. So if you hold a mekadesh achoyis yevom is loy niftero, so if it's memelo, why is it better? That was Tosfos' kasha. Now, if Tosfos learned like Rashi, so the kasha finds sich nicht on. If Tosfos learned like Rashi that the kedushin is chalam afreya, so fakel, so she became ishtoi before the zikir was chal. So memelo, so there's no problem. So when you fell a yibum, you were never ready. She was my wife. When Tosfos asked the kasha, Tosfos al-Kochach learned like the Ritve. Tosfos learned like the Ritve. That she becomes an Ashes Ish when she becomes a Gdoila. So now we can begin to appreciate Tosfos' problem. So if she becomes an Ashes Ish then, so what's the difference if she becomes an Ashes Ish when he's Boila? What's the difference if she becomes an Ashes Ish Memela? But the Zika was already Chal. So Erison can't be Mavkiya the Zika. Afilus Viralon Mekadish Achais Yevome Loi Niftere Yevome Mikol mokem heiche shakdushno yeboi memeile niftere yevom meyatzim. So now we have to understand, we don't understand Tosfos. That al kaponim, what is the lomdis? That means if the problem is that we say since the zika was chal, it's not bekoye for him to be mafkir the zika, so then Tosfos that tafkiv he's doing a pu'ula vafko zika. But if it happens by itself, then it's different. Seems could be this whole thing is at the Rabbon and the Kedin, and they only said it's not Mavkiya if he's doing a Pula Vavko. If it happens automatically, Memele, it is Mavkiya. So now, what did Rav answer? So Rav answered, no. Aina time don gamliel mishum duksav makadosh achay shivom aniftar yivom avaholchalo ibol in iloy boloy. Omar Rav Sheshes amina kinaim v'shochiv Rav omar lahoshmaita. So Rav Sheshes said that this teretz that Rav said, he must have been sleeping when he said this. Once mentioned from the Chofetz Chaim, this is not a criticism, this is a compliment. That means that Rav was so great. This is wrong what he said. So if he'd be up, he'd never be able to say such a thing. He's such a yashrus dikakot. Mistami said this when he was sleeping. No, a person is sleepy. He could say things which are not true also. So that's why this is a compliment. Kinayim v'shochiv Rav amaloshmai. The sanya. We learned in Abaraisa. Hamekadish esaktane kidushel tluyim. So the Kedushin is Toli. My Tluyim. What's the Taich Tluyim? Lav ki godly, godly ba'ado, va'afagav the label. That's its mitla toy v'koy. If she'll be memayin, so memayle, so it won't be chal when she becomes a gdoyla. If she won't be memayin, it will be chal when she becomes a gdoyla. Omalei Rovim Bereide Rav Nachman, Homilse Diktane Mitle Talje Vekayme. No, you're learning long Pshat in the Bereise. Ibo Lein, Iloi Bo Iloi. The Omre Hu Odef Minoi, Vano Adifne Minei. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Mitle Vetoi, Kol Yemei Katnus, so Rashi is saying, but he's shot in the maskone. Sofik yivel mishe tagdo, vetiye ishtoi. Sofik lo yivel. Veloi somcha daitoi. So mitla toli means that she, there's no smiches das mitzido if she's married to him or not. The Omra Ihu Odov Minoi, Vietzienu Beget Bal Kochi, Vano Difna Minoi, Vecholzman Sherza Eitze Bemien Al Kochoi. So it seems that these are the possibilities which might occur, and so therefore she's not Soimach Das if she'll ever become a Ishtoi or not. It means in order to become Ishtoi, you need that this Zman had to pass by without a get, without a meaning, then he has to be Baal Olashem Kedush. Let us see Taisvis. Who Adav Minoi? Peyre Sheyochel Etziyeni Beget Bal Kolchi. Vano Adifa Minoi Sheucha Lamayin Boi Kozman Shleibo. Vahainu Davke Minatayre. So I could be Memayin, Rashi says, Kozman Shleibo. Kozman, he won't be boil, I could be Memayin. That means minatayre, she could be mamayin, even though when she's a gedoyle, if he wasn't boil, so it's still kedusha katnas, and kedusha katnas, she is a koyach lamayim. Ava midarabon yechela mishaviya beisaris. This number perik bosim. Ad mosai habas memaenes, ad shetovi beisaris. Vaina filo leibol. That means when she brings the Beisaris, the Chazal took away the Koyach Amin, and then she's Ishta Midarabola. The Bebola have a polyg Rabbi Yehuda, Chiyaba Shochel Aloven. Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a later Zman that she has time to be Mamayim. The Mahosin Bigmor, the Moida Rabbi Yehuda Bebola. Frag the Gemara. Ve'itma, we learned Ktane Sheloi Miyano Vihigdilo. Va'omda v'niseis, and she got married to someone else. Rav Omar ainu tzrich a get. She doesn't need a get from the second one. She's married to the first one. Ainu tzrich a get mishen. Yishmul Omar tzrich a get mishen. So we have a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Does she need a get? My love, the loybol. It's speaking about that he wasn't boiler, because if he'd be boil her, so what's the svar of Shmuel? How could Shmuel say she doesn't need to get, Shmuel Matzichi get me sheni? She's married to the second one. If he was boil, so why do you need to get from the second one? She's married to the first one. My love, the loibo. So the Gemara says, loidebo, it's speaking about that he was boil. So the Gemara asks, I de Boal, my time at the Shmuel. So what's the time of Shmuel? If it's been that was Boal already, and that's why Rav says, Leitzrichay menu get, because she's married, and Leitzrichay menu get, because she's married to the first one. So what's the svar of Shmuel? My time at the Shmuel. So the Gemara answers, Kosova Shmuel holds, Kol HaBoyal al das kedushin orishoinim hu boyal. That Shmuel holds that even though he was boil her, but if he didn't say beferish that he's boil all the shame kedushin, so the bila is a hamshoche from the kedusha katnus, just like he was boil her bekatnuso, so that was pshat his kedushin darabonon, so he's boil her. So when she becomes a gedoyle, even though he was Boiler again, but this Be'ile, without saying Beferish, is doing a L'shem Kedushin, is Amshoche from the Kedushay Katnas. That's Machlekes Rav Shmuel. My love, the label, Rishim Misha Godlo. Become a Rav and it's Richa Get Mishaini. The Holy Kedushin Rishonim, Kshe Godlo. So the Mo says, no, Kshe Boal. The Fikarain, it's Richa Get Mishaini. The Be'ile Shabol Horishim Mishagodlo Stoma L'Shem Kedushin is Kaven. It was made L'Shem Kedushin. The Yedei Yehoyo Shem Kedushin Ketana Klum. That's the Svar of Rav. In Shmuel holds Adas Kedushin Rishonim Huboyim.